All right, everyone. It's been a long time, but we are back with Grimm's Hentai Games Corner and Evenickle. So let's go. Okay, there's no need to go there then. When the party arrived at the capital, they saw some knights frantically running around the city. I said we were meeting at noon, what was keeping you? The provision squad mistakenly went to the south gate, so I left to call them here. Wait, how many did you call? There's 3 times as many men here as planned. The 2nd and 5th provision squads came too, it looks like. The knights shouted some orders and dashed away from the organized squads and off into the city. They're pretty frantic. Maybe it's a disaster drill. The disaster drill is supposed to be in autumn. Man, looks like the squads don't know what to do now. Seems like there's some trouble here. Let's see if we can ask Baro about it. After the party showed up at the standby room inside the castle set up for the knights, they were allowed into Baro's command room. Huh? What, Ramius? We're busy. Why are you bothering us for? Judging by that flat chest, you must be Sufi. I haven't seen you since basic training. Don't identify me by my chest size. When you're wearing armor, it's hard to see your face. How's that any different from a chest? Hi, it's been a while, Aster. Sorry I kept you. After Baro entered the room late, the knight named Sufi stepped back and saluted. Hello, we're just popping in. Oh, and here's a little gift. How nice of you. Oh, are these cookies? Aster made them. They're crisp and sweet and tasty and also crisp. You said crisp twice. I'll try it later. Sufi, hold on to these for me. Is something wrong? No, the buttery aroma is just so strong I can smell it through the bag is all. It certainly isn't a scent you'd find in any store-bought cookie. Is there something special about it? Nah, they're just cookies. The only interesting thing is that I made the cow butter myself, I guess. You make your own cow butter? Huh? Yeah, obviously. That's just cookies give off such a heavy aroma that as soon as they start baking, all the kids in Stallion gather around our house. They're easy to make, so it's simple enough to bake enough for everyone, too. Giving delicious food to all the kids in the territory. Befitting of the Lord of the Territory's son-in-law. That's nice, but did you forget you're his actual daughter? Your delicious cookies made you popular with the kids, you say? Sir Baro, do you like cookies? If you do, I could make some for you. Not particularly, I just wondered how this was made. I see. The female knight was so disappointed that you could see it through her iron helmet. Wait, we're not just here to chat. We saw some knights running around everywhere. Did something happen? Not any one thing, but with all the men we had to assign to rebuilding Eden Harbor, we're a little short on hands. Oh right, there is that. Akibo's taking monster slaying missions, and even he's unable to go home for long periods of time. Now that you mention it, Akibo always seemed to be out of it when I went to visit. But however busy we might be, the knights can't panic or they'll concern the public. I'll tell them to compose themselves better. Are you that busy? Between rebuilding Eden Harbor, exterminating monsters, and watching out for outlaws, yes. Wow. You know you're a knight of Eden too, right? How about helping out? Aster's technically part of Eden Knights, but he's mostly my personal one. If helping out guys meant forgetting about our actual mission, what good would that do? Well? I don't plan to make Aster do anything, of course. We'll just make the best of what men we have. If you do work hard on your end, we should have less to worry about with regards to outlaws either way. Okay. Does seem like they could use the help, though. Wow, we got a job we can take. If you don't mind, can you let me help? Are you sure? Not if it's something too restrictive, but just a bit of help would be okay. What do you think, Princess? I'm Aster's wife now. If he wants to do it, that's fine by me. Much appreciated. Sufi, we had a request from Lancelot, didn't we? Yes, they asked for the assistance of Eden's knights. The Republic of Lancelot? The Kingdom of Eden and the Republic of Lancelot have a strong alliance. But the Knights of Lancelot aren't terribly reliable. They put their money into different stuff rather than to support their own knights. It's more cost-effective for them to borrow ours when needed. But in an emergency, they have to rely on Eden. Even now, when there's only a minor increase in monsters, they ask Eden for support. They're currently requesting the extermination of some Gao monsters. Sketches. I want you to exterminate three of them. That shouldn't get in the way of your main mission too much. Just three? Sketches use their drawing power to create monsters called Doodle Beasts. Their skills are determined by the sketch's innate power, and most of them vanish over time anyway, if I'm remembering right. But some do persist, so they cause an increase in the number of monsters. If you beat three of the sketches that create them, it should reduce the amount of damage caused by the Doodle Beasts. In that case, just doing it on the side shouldn't be much of a problem. Okay, we'll take the job. Then report back to me once you're done. The party accepted the mission and left the standby room. So we got a mission. But I still don't know what we're supposed to do. You want me to go back to Lancelot? Here's the place. Come on out, Rockfort. The party stormed into Rockfort's house in Lancelot. Hey guys, took you a while. Akival, why are you here? But far from finding Rockfort, there weren't even any guards. Instead, Akival was there to greet them for some reason. Were you at Rockfort all along? What? Obviously not. Ramius, have you somehow gotten dumber since you got married? I don't think so. So why are you here? Where's the traitor? We were following you guys around in secret to watch Aster, but at the same time we were seeing if Rockfort was up to anything sketchy. I noticed the spies, but I had no idea you were involved. Well, surveillance is nothing I can't do while I recover. But we didn't notice our food was drugged, so we ended up getting held captive. A Zero Knight held captive? I knew the man was suspicious, but I never thought he'd be that underhanded. So what happened on your end? You said something about him being a traitor? I see. That ain't good. I heard in the cell that Rockfort went somewhere with some personal troops. Would he be going to the ruins of Arthur? I'm guessing you know by now, but the king's been giving a lot of support to women who became outlaws. Tio told Rockfort about it, didn't she? Yeah, we can't let that go public or it'll get ugly. Whatever the intent, he's still supporting outlaws. The king's just trying to help people. Father wants to do something about it eventually, but changing public opinion will take years. Hey, let's hurry to the ruins of Arthur. I said personal truths, but those guys were all outlaws. The women are in danger. Okay, then let's... Wait, Akival? What's up? Akival, blood seeping into your clothes. It keeps spreading. I had to push myself a bit hard when I escaped the cell. Must have opened wounds from my fight with the White Knight. You stay here, Akival. We'll take care of it, so just get some rest. Gah. Leave it to us, Akival. Heh. Got it. I'm counting on you. Okay. The party decided to pursue Rockfort to the ruins of Arthur. Might be good to heal it an inn, right? Let's see. It's gonna be close to Lionel then, won't it? No, Lionel's all the way down there. So Lancelot, yeah, where I'm at is fine. Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot. Anton. It's dead. Oh, somebody leveled up? Hold on. Thank you. Oh, damn it. I didn't mean to go back in the inn. Sorry. That's alright. It's only a few seconds. That's weak. They're all weak. You're all worthless and weak. I don't want that melon hammer. The party once again stepped foot into the ruins of Arthur, but stopped at the entrance. What's wrong? This isn't the time to dawdle. Yeah, I can't remember the way to the outlaw camp either. Oh, right. We don't know the way without Tio. Think it's probably over there. No, I think we went that way. This sucks. Wandering around at random will just waste energy. These ruins are pretty huge, yeah? I remember the way. Really? Yay, we're saved. Ahem, that's the way. Follow me. The party followed Gura-Gura further into the ruins. Excellent work, as befits a member of our family, Gura-Gura. I remember seeing that broken sign before. Raimi is sorry. We've never been here before. What? Are we going the right way? Yeah, Tio took us a long way around, but this is the quick route. There shouldn't be too many monsters either. I heard a skilled ranger can naturally map out all the areas in their head. Guess it's true. Oh, there's monsters over there. Let's go around them. No, it'll be faster to beat them. If it'll be faster to beat them, let's fight. The party readied their weapons and closed in on the monsters. Damn. Damn, I meant to do another move. Damn, those skeletons are strong, huh? I'm not worried about the ropers. The ropers are weak. They do one... Yeah, they're doing single-digit damage. I'm not fucked up about single-digit damage. No, fucking go ahead and kill that guy. Well, maybe not. Not with her weak ass. Damn. I'm just trying to hammer this motherfucker normally. I got him. Now we got some weak-ass ropers. What's wrong, Gura-Gura? The party was proceeding without issue, but suddenly Gura-Gura stopped and frowned. There's monsters at the entrance to the camp. Something seems strange about them. They're not moving at all. Roquefort must have brought them. Yeah, considering... Snake Crest uses monsters. Yeah, they do. They can do that? Of course they can. They're Snake Crest. They're the bad guys. They always have command over monsters. There's a theory that they can understand us, but we've got no way to make them listen. I wonder how they're making monsters serve them. Maybe Roquefort can tell us when we capture him. If the only way through is to beat them, then let's take them on. The party drew their weapons and assaulted the monsters guarding the camp. Here comes some more. Oh, cool. It's a tank. Well, we're gonna take out the Antons first, because they're gonna be pretty easy. Alright, that's one dead Anton. Yeah, that guy. Oh! We'll just use a regular attack. Ooh, she's getting hurt. Oh. I may lose her dumbass. Warrior armor. Oh, cool. I'm not even supposed to be doing this right now. But I am leveling up shit. Give her chainmail, yeah. Max HP. Yeah, everything's good. Hold on, can I change skills? Skills. She's full on skills. My guy has no skills. No skills. Okay. Oh, so this is the outlaw women's hiding place. Yes. Tio, welcome back. Huh? Who are these people? The girls who came out to greet Tio shrunk backward at the sight of the group of... Try that one again. The girls who came out to greet Tio shrunk backward at the sight of the large group of men. Many of the girls... Many of the girls here are emotionally scarred. If possible, I'd like to ask that you not frighten them. Yes, I... Yes, I know. I see. So they were assaulted by outlaws and had the black rings forced onto them. Luin, you cur. I wondered where all that money went, and it turns out you were spending it on outlaws. Prime Minister Rockford? You'd be the perfect pawns for bringing down Luin. I'd be happy to make you my pets. Pets? I don't care if you're joking. Don't say that. Stop! Let go! What? The girls who came to see Tio were violently pushed over by Rockfort's troops. Why the complaints? It's not the first time for any of you. I'm sure you at least know how to please a man. Have some decency. Besides, if they do anything to these girls, they'll become outlaws too. Oh, that's not a problem. They're all outlaws already. They are? What is the meaning of this? You can really tell why they were assaulted. Not an average-looking woman among them. Everyone, my acquisition of Eden is at hand. Celebrate by enjoying yourselves. Oh, yeah! Yeah, when's the last time I had a chick? Can't wait. Yeah, no, let go. Help me, Tio. Copus, please not her. She only just became stable again. I don't mind if she's broken. Women need only to satisfy men with their bodies. Oh man, what a bad age scene. It had already been hours since the outlaws began assaulting the girls. The area was filled with the pungent smell of semen, the vulgar laughs of men, and the agonized screams of the girls. Fuck! Fuck your type. Must have given the last guys a good time. Just see it for what it is, folks. It's a fantasy. Hey, how many guys have you fucked so far? He enjoyed the sensation of her moist pussy's walls as he asked. Don't make me remember. Well, still hella tight. Must have not had any kids yet or anything. Then you can have my kid. Being an outlaw doesn't mean you can't make babies. By the way, from the picture of the lustful outlaw, like just the portrait, dude looks really fucking young. Like high school age young. If you guys want to go back in the video and look at his portrait for lustful outlaw, he looks like almost like as young as the main character on My Hero Academia. Like I haven't watched that show, but I know that the character looks really young. The main one. He kind of looks really, he's not like one of these older guys. So, dude's like fucking 16 or 17 years old probably at that. At best. So she's literally being fucked by a horny teenager. Like, let's just be honest. How the fuck he became an outlaw? Probably his own damn fault. Like, how does a fucking horny teenager become an outlaw? Oh yeah, he has sex with more than one woman. Well, horny teenagers fucking do that. Wait, stop, please. How can you do something so cruel? Why? Lustful outlaw. Because it feels good, obviously. The man sneered and crammed, dare we call him a man? Crammed his cock deeper in Culpus. Screams of pain and pleasure were heard all around, but those screams didn't only belong to Culpus. No, stop! Who'd stop doing something so fun? Well, that's a vulgar man. He was the guy that was kind of older, remember the bald guy? I haven't had a chick in weeks, or a long time. I would have said something a hell of a lot worse. I hope they didn't edit this fucking script. So, but I don't know, he's just like, I haven't had a chick in years. I thought he was gonna say something like, my dick's been dry forever. You know, I don't know. I guess I'd have made it more vulgar. I mean, he's a vulgar man. He should be saying vulgar shit, more vulgar shit. No, you're breaking my butt. That's some funny shit, dude. You ever get a woman and she says, "Stop, you're breaking my butt." Like, I've been laughing my ass off. I'm not really a big fan of anal, but dude, I wonder if there's got to be some women out there that have said that. You gonna break my ass? Anus-obsessed man. Oh, man. Boy, I bet he's just got butts all over his damn cell phone. Nice, let it break. We're not even talking about butts. This guy's looking at assholes. Like, you gotta look at his porn collection. It's just nothing but assholes all over the place. I don't know. See, I understand a butt-obsessed man, like an ass man, but I've never seen an anus, because the anus is the hole. I was like, I don't understand if you're a pussy-obsessed guy, but your anus? Like, look at that anus, look at that ass. Man, I have to look that guy funny. It's like, brother, I don't understand you like the cheeks, but I ain't never seen too many men. Look at that anus. Like, bruh, I'm sorry, I ain't like that. That ain't gonna work for me. Girls were screaming everywhere. Yeah. How cruel! We're your fellow humans! And the kid says, humans, dipshit, there ain't nobody who thinks of outlaws as humans. Dude, you're a fucking outlaw, kid! Which goes for you too. We're both inhuman. Might as well stick together. I have no intention of giving up on being human. I got a feeling somebody's gonna end up whooping the goddess's ass. And it's like, alright, goddess, you done fucked up. Because you made it so that women that get raped become outlaws? So we gotta basically whoop your ass like in every fucking RPG story ever just to fix this one fucking flaw in your system. That's literally what this whole shit seems to be about right now. It's like, oh, well, yeah, I forgot about that part. Well, then we're gonna have to whoop your ass and fucking get you to fix it. Culpus glared at the man and firmly declared, huh, a fighter, are you? But what's human about a pig getting raped by all of us, eh? You animals can go after my body all you want. I won't give in. Pretty whiny for a tool. You ain't nothing. You're just a toy with 1,000 replacements. He's a bad kid. But we are not. Nah, you're toys, so cram it and have my kids. Who would have your children? What, you don't wanna? You're so against having my babies? Yes, absolutely not. That should only be done with someone you love. Huh. Oh yeah? Well, whatever, if you don't want it. What are you gonna do? The man's words struck fear into Culpus, but she asked this with courage. Well, you know, hey, you get me a kettle. A kettle? Only got the kind you stick in the fire. What do you want a kettle for? This broad says she don't want my jizz, so after I come inside, I was thinking I'd sterilize her pussy. Ah, sounds good. Here, use it. Thanks, pal. Now then. I'm gonna have to go through this quick, because this shit is not interesting to me at all. After I come, I'm gonna pour scalding water in your snatch. It'll get burned, so you can never use it again. Sound good to you? No, no, don't. This is a joke, isn't it? Hey, I'm always serious. Man picked up the steaming kettle and grinned. Oops. The man pretended to almost drop the kettle, letting some hot water drip on Culpus's back. The heat made her shriek. Hey, geez, a lot more than that. It's gonna go inside you. A little water in your back's nothing. No, don't do it, please. I'll do anything. Pathetic. Where'd all those guts go? I thought you wouldn't give in. Ah, sob, so I won't complain anymore. Please forgive me. Ah, man, bet you just can't wait for my jizz now, huh? Yeah, I want it. Just no boiling water. Sure thing, I forgive you, but you gotta satisfy me, all right? I'll do anything. First, swing your hips and wring my jizz out. Okay. Culpus erotically rocked her hips, using her moist folds to stroke the man's cock. Nice, fucking sweet, the man said with content as he intoxicated himself on the contracting sensation. It's hard. Her pussy already showered with several men's semen, sent irresistibly pleasant tinges through Culpus each time it rubbed back and forth. Stronger than the shame of being raped, Culpus's body desired the man against her will. Why did my body become so obscene? What? Oh yeah, don't move! At some point, the man put his hands on Culpus's hips and started moving on his own. Yeah, it does feel great when you get a girl to move, but going at your own pace feels even better. The man thrusts even deeper, his hips slapping against her ass, and even elsewhere. Ah, so deep, don't thrust there. Abused to their limits by the men, the girl's piercing moans could be heard. What is now? Was it now? Deep in what? Be specific. Well. Culpus blushed with shame and couldn't say it. Tell me or we can go back to the kettle. My pussy, good, now keep it up. The man shook his hips as he resumed moving with such force you'd think he was trying to bust through her womb. Ah, your dick, thrashing in my pussy, so much. Gouged from a slightly different angle than earlier, Culpus was overcome by such pleasure she could almost pass out. Oh, it feels good there, good, what a slut, nice face you got there, the man insulted her as he felt a dull tingling rush through him from his own hips. Gonna dump jizz in you soon, ready? No, not inside, please. Oh, your pussy's smeared with cum already, so quit whining. The man laughed as he grinded the tip of his cock against the back of her pussy. No, your dick hitting all the way inside, you're gonna get pregnant, I'm gonna have your baby. With a bit of delay from the motion of the man's hips, Culpus's breast swayed. You can't get enough of it. The fuck you're complaining about? The man gripped the lewdly swinging breasts. Whatever. Grinding in my pussy. Unable to take the man's accelerating hips, Culpus shrieked. Coming, gonna come. Culpus's body quivered, telling her that orgasm was near. Here, take plenty. Give birth to my kid. No, stop. No semen. What do I care? To finish it up, the man gave one strong thrust. The man unleashed a torment of semen inside Culpus. Girls that are used to being raped feel pretty fucking good. Now remember to keep the kid, haha. The man basked in the aftermath of the orgasm as he murmured with satisfaction. The man pulls his hips back, letting his softening cock plop out and semen ooze from the wide open hole. God, I'm glad that's fucking over. How awful. What kind of person could do something like this? Awful. What is? Sex between a man and a woman is perfectly natural, I would think. You've given up praying to Mother Eve, so why would you feel bound by her rules? Oh no, is this my fault for not praying? I hope you don't think you'll be spared. No! Ow! Roquefort pulled Tio over and violently seized her heavy chest. Don't worry, I'm not an outlaw. I have to put on the appearance of an upstanding person. But I do have room for a wife. I'll drown you in drugs and make you my obedient slave so that I can control Lancelot. With a vulgar smile, Roquefort pulled a syringe filled with a green liquid out of his pocket. It can't be. Aiden's blood? Ah, Mother Eve, is this my punishment? Mother Eve, is this my punishment? Not only could I save myself, could I not save my sister, Tilt? I sacrificed Astor and his wives. Rockefort touched the needle to Tio's skinny white nape and grinned. Let Tio go! Gwah! Right in the nick of time, Aster slashed at Rockfort's arm, causing him to drop the Aiden's blood to the ground where the syringe shattered. You okay, Tio? Aster, but why? Huh, is it bad I helped you? I tried to kill you. Why would you save me in return? Since we promised to support you, remember? It's more than just words. It means we'll help you out, too. You would support me after what I've done? How sad. Someone else got to rub your boobs. Damn you, Rockfort. Stop being dumb. Let's capture him already. Ah. But before Riche could say anything, Rockfort got himself back in order and turned around. Impossible. You were supposed to be poisoned to death. Thanks to a genius who thought up a way to counter the poison gas, we were saved. Aster, I'm finished on my side. Aster, I saved all the girls. What? The men were so focused on assaulting the women that Ramius and Gura Gura incapacitated them effortlessly. Of course they fucking beat their asses. Any injuries, you two? We got healing items from the camp manager. Here, you two should heal up too. Got it. Prime Minister Rockfort, Akibo's already reporting your crimes to Eden. It's over. Now give up and surrender. But you don't have any proof. Me? Betray the royal family? Who would believe something so absurd? Uh-huh. Then here's a quiz. Know what this is? That's the magic transmitter I gave Gura Gura! Yep, the latest model, so it's even got a recording function. And of course, I got everything you just said on there. Ugh. You brat! She may have... She may have married out of royalty, but you would call the princess a brat? Insulting the royal family should be enough to have you removed from your position. Then I'll kill you all myself! Don't think so little of 100 knight, you children! Rockfort drew his sword and slashed directly at Aster. Too slow! Gosh! What? Ah! But Aster dodged easily and struck back. Whoa, pathetic! Whatever achievements a knight might have, you have to train regularly or you'll get out of practice. Drat, is this the end? Is this how my dreams of becoming king are crushed? Rockfort looked down, causing his eye patch to fall off. Whoa, look at that eye. Is that a snake crest seal? All that work I put into everything. For what? That's right. That's right. If you don't do something now, it'll all be for naught. It's nice to see you again, boy. Yeah, it's hard to talk in all that armor, isn't it? The White Knight.
Hey,
Giving up already, Rockfort? Did you even care about being king? And the Black Knight, too. What's with these people? Just looking at them makes me tremble. I tried to get stronger, but it's only helped me see their power that much better. The two daunting foes' presence overwhelmed the party in the silence. Was your conviction to become king always so flimsy? Of course it's not! Damn it all! Why? Why can't I be king? Well, because you haven't given up everything to achieve your goals. What? Nandato. Be more true to your desire. You claim you gave everything you have to become king, but you still hold on to your human dignity. Obey your desire. By abandoning all honor, prestige, and pride, your true wish can be obtained. Now what do you want? I want to be king! Why can't a commoner try to be king? Yes, Luan was born into it. He didn't have to toil for the position at all. I deserve it more than he does. No, that's not what it is. I won't lie to myself anymore. I'm merely jealous of him. I see, it was so simple. My worthless human pride prevented me from even seeing that. I'm jealous of Luan for being born a king. Yes, spite, envy, truly sinful. But that's who I am. I'll become king, even if I have to bring down Luan to do it. What? What? Something weird's going on with Rockfort. With an insane laugh, Rockfort's body burst out of its clothes and swelled to a massive size. Is Rockfort turning into a monster? Yes, well done, Rockfort. Now you're truly one with Snake Crest. God, the heck did you do? Do you think we'd tell you? Well, our work here is done. You fellows enjoy yourselves. Ah, wait! The White Knight and Black Knight calmly made their exit, but the party's way was blocked by the now monstrous Rockfort. This is no ordinary monster. I don't think we can hold back here. Let's give them all we've got. Everyone's HP fully healed. Boss battle imminent. What the fuck is that? Can full heal. fine. All right, now we're ready. Apparently the sound is off. Something, there's a program running in the background.